Yeah, we were just talking about your dad.
Oh, yeah, my dad, no, he literally did have to learn how to skip, though. That's not fake. He, like, your dad probably remembers my dad is, like, athletic, Mr. Olympia guy, you know, like,
he's whatever. Tall, he's strong,
yeah.
You know, he's big.
He was, at the time, about 275, 6'5". He said he's shrunk now. Because he squatted so much weight that he shrunk. That's not fake. That's real.
No, yeah, it compresses his spine. Yeah,
and like, his feet are broken now. Like, it's bad. His joints are all blown apart.
Oh.
It's bad. But I mean, like...
Well, how old is he?
My dad is 50. He just had a birthday, so I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I never know exactly how old now. My dad is.
My mom said... My mom is quoted as saying he's 1 year away from old. Which made me so happy, because he's 59. And my mom's 64, though, so they're old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they look pretty good then, because, like...
Isn't that weird? People are really surprised at how you... My mom's 64. She looks a lot younger than my dad. And my dad doesn't even... The weird part is my dad doesn't have gray hair yet at all, besides his sideburns.
Yeah, you're right.
His hair is just as thick as it used to be.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know how.
It's straight. It's
and
thick.
All my
It's kind of a cool haircut, really, for a dad. For
he's a cool dad haircut. He's straight. He's thick. Is that what you said?
No, I was talking about his hair. It's straight.
Well, I mean, he is, but I mean, you're not wrong either way. But yeah.
But he's also a businessman. Like when you look at him, you see this huge businessman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's got glasses.
Yeah.
He's got like a tuxedo.
My dad used to be so nerdy, though. Back to my original point. He had to learn how to skip anyway. But he was so nerdy when he was growing up. Like he had a tooth knocked out. When he was, I think in fourth grade, some bully like punched him in the face and just popped it out. Yeah.
It's like back in the day when bullies punched you in the face. And
no, like seriously. And it was just like your problem.
You
to
both
deal
just
with.
Went home.
Yeah. And then, and then your dad was like, oh, well, you got your butt kicked.
Yeah. Then you have to start lifting weights in order to take on
and
the bully. Like it should be.
Just like showing your. It's
the classic story of redemption.
Just like starts the Rocky theme. Like in his head. Just starts cutting to it. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. But anyway, he had to tape his glasses and all that stuff. Like the most stereotypical nerd ever. Like because kids are someone broke it when he got punched or whatever. He had it like taped on both sides.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the nerdiest, and then he just literally willed himself. He because he wasn't athletic. He just learned all the steps of like hammer throwing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like because it's like a sequence of like movements that aren't natural because you have to like lean against your body weight to counterweight the hammer. Because it's 16
pounds.
What's
the hammer even look like? I don't even know.
Hammer it's like a handle, a like metal handle. You usually wear a glove because it gets going really fast. Once you get because it's like gravity kind of once you start pushing it. Anyway, but it's on about a meter long wire and some change, but that's irrelevant. But and then the ball for men weighs 16 pounds.
Wait, and so it's the chain and a ball?
It's not a chain, it's a wire. But yeah, it's like the handle... And then the wire, and then it connects to a swivel that is connected to a 16-pound ball that's a shot put, except it has a little swivel on the top so it can, like, spin and rotate with it.
I've just been picturing, like, a sledgehammer. Like,
that's the Scottish one. That's real, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also,
that sounds fine.
Fun fact, my dad was the amateur record holder in the Scottish games for weight for height. He threw single-arm weight for height. He threw...
Wow.
Weight the highest for it's been broken since obviously, but
wow.
I mean because that was like the 80s. Yeah. Anyway,
how's he feel about all that stuff?
What do you mean?
Is it like he talks about it like the glory days? Or?
No, I mean he's moving on because he's like the marinator. He's the mayor.
He's got other things now.
Yeah, he has stuff going on. He's like me in the way that you like have to have. I feel like I always have to have something going on.
When did he start being the mayor?
I think I was 3. So it's been like 18 or so years. Yeah.
Why 19?
I mean, like I don't remember because I was so young that I don't definitively remember.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Is he still the mayor?
Yeah. And he's going to run again is for all I know unopposed still. But my mom keeps being like, people are so upset about establishment government that there might, maybe some person will be like, oh, maybe we'll run against, and I'm like, no, people like my dad. Yeah, I think so. At least he doesn't do like bad stuff. It's like, oh, we made a park. You know, how are you anti-park? You know what I mean? Like, who's anti that?
I'm a little anti them building that amphitheater out there.
Really?
Are you really?
Not really. I just wonder sometimes how much things like that cost. And
oh, not very much. Well, they got the National Guard to do it for, like, no money. That's why it takes so long. That's why the ball field thing project or whatever, that's why that takes so long, because the National Guard's doing it.
Well, see, that's what nobody ever understands. You can't ever fully understand anything then.
No. Yeah, it's really hard.
Everybody just sees an amphitheater being built, and everybody just wonders how that happened.
Yeah, they literally...
Where that's coming from. Yeah.
Because the cities around the country have, like, no money right now. I mean, like, it's really hard for... Like, people are getting laid off. It's a bummer. But... Yeah. So they literally do things for the absolute cheapest that they'll ever try to do it. Like, if there's any way that they can save any money. Like, do you know how they made the ring around where the ball field thing is or whatever out in Independence? You might not know where
it is. Oh, I think I do know what you're talking
about.
Anyway. Yeah, I know.
It's down by the waterfront. It's really, I think it'll be nice once it's done. But anyway, they had the Boy Scouts, the Mormon Boy Scouts volunteer to, like, clear the path and make trails, and that was part of, like, their badges.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're, like, literally trying to save all costs, which is kind of nice. I mean, like, when you think about it, but to an outside perspective, it could be like, oh, how are they getting all these things? It must cost all this money. And sometimes it's just nice people, which is weird.
Yeah, it'd be cool to utilize, like, you know,
I get what you
different
mean.
People, like, different organizations that are just, like, wanting to...
Yeah, because some people just like doing nice things for other people. Like, I'm volunteering at a food bank right now just because it's a thing to do. It's, like, better than having... because I'm unemployed. You know, fresh down to school, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Right, that we wanted to talk about your graduating college, so... Why don't you tell us what college you went to and when you graduated and stuff.
Yeah. I went to the University of Oregon, and then I was done in March, which is, I mean... I've been kind of marinating and being done, but it's a fun vibe. I mean, being back in town is super weird. From Eugene is such a different, like, going from such a rural community, like Independence, and like somewhat conservative. Like, I mean, I'm not necessarily as, like, I mean, socially conservative. Like, there's a lot of, like, the kind of the vibe. I mean, it's totally fine, but I mean, it's just the vibe. But then you go to, like, out there, like, so, like, the polar opposite of the vibe is super interesting.
It's, well, doesn't everybody talk about Eugene? Like, they're known for, like, you know, their liberalism and their hippies and stuff.
Yeah, I was in...
And their homeless people.
Yeah,
and their homeless people. Okay, and they're funny homeless people.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best thing. There's a guy on campus...
That's the best part of
Eugene. There's a guy on campus called the LTD Nutsack Guy.
Oh my gosh.
That's real. LTD is a bus, like, system thing in Eugene.
Oh, yeah.
And he got kicked off of that, so he rides a three-wheeled bicycle in a tutu and, like, a tube top, and it's a grown man.
Oh, man.
And he just screams chants around town. Yeah. And he'll just be like, Elton... He'll just, like, start swearing at people, like, right off, like, he'll see exchange students, and he'll be like, welcome to America! Yeah, it's like, wow. But it's like, okay, so that guy, this is funny that you brought this up, so, that guy participated in a naked bike ride. No, but you know how there's the Portland naked bike ride that's, like, a huge deal, right? Uh-huh. That's, like, a real thing. Eugene one, I don't think is nearly... I don't think it's sanctioned, because I was just sitting at, like, this main street, like, by campus. It's, like, where they have all the, like there's a Starbucks on the corner. It's, like, the kind of, like, hip part of, like, you want to go to the shops outside of the campus. That's where you'd go.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm just eating a burrito outside with my parents.
With
my parents, by the way. No,
because you motioned like that. You're scooping this burrito.
I was just scooping, just shoveling,
just like shoveling a burrito with a fork.
You're just leaning over. Just
wow, Eugene is a weird place.
Just like both handed, kind of pawing at it, smashing beans on my cheeks. Anyway,
nice. Anyway, you're doing that.
Yeah, I was doing that with my parents. They were concerned.
You're worried.
Yeah. Anyway. But a naked bike ride just happens. Like, we're just sitting there. There's no route. There's no warning. There's nothing. Oh, we're just eating. 30 people. That's it. Not like 200. Wow. Not like 1,000. 20 to 30 people.
That's like the minimum.
The LTD guy, butt naked.
Is he leading the pack?
Yes! Like, he's in the front.
Just like, his friends, yeah.
No, and then, actually, though, and we're just sitting there, and I'm just mid-burrito, blown away.
Nice.
And that's, like, par for the course, though. Like,
yeah.
You kind of, like, I remember doing track during a practice. there was some guy who came onto like the there's soccer fields right next to the track. Anyway, there's a fence that's shared between the field where we practice and the rec field. And some tweaker guy just started, like, he was playing soccer alone. It's a whole soccer field. And he's just booking it the whole way, kicking it, like, toe punching it. You can tell he's out of it. But he's just like, but he's one of those people who's, like, a tweaker and really ripped at the same time. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
the scariest kind of person.
Yeah, not like the ones who, like, have already spiraled out of control. Yeah. Like the one who used to be a cage fighter but kind of failed as a career option, and then he just started doing hard drugs, that,
like,
kind of guy.
All he knows is the, like, lifting weights.
Yeah, and he's just,
he,
like,
he doesn't feel the burn anymore, so he just keeps going.
Yeah, so he's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Anyway.
He's that guy that screams in the gym, too. That
seriously,
all
though.
Time.
Anyway, so he's just he's doing that, and he starts watching our practice and starts critiquing how my coach is coaching Hammer, which, you know, oh, this man. Guy has no idea.
Like, any, from the other side of the fence, so he's screaming
yeah,
it. Like,
he's like, yeah, I just don't think you're maximizing their potential. Oh, like, things God. Like that that are, like, weirdly offensive that are, like, for no reason. And he, like, comes, he, like, starts screaming. And they, like, have, like, an altercation. It was crazy. Yeah, and we had to have, like, the police come. It was intense. And that's just, like, the homeless. That's the end spectrum.
You just start to expect that kind of thing.
Especially
in that environment.
Yeah. Like, downtown, like, you just start expecting, like, this guy, I don't think, was homeless, but there used to be an air quote freestyle poet. He wasn't a rapper. He was just like, and he had a very distinct voice. He'd be like, do you want to hear some freestyle poetry, ma'am? And as people walked
like,
away,
in your voice, yes, please.
Yes.
Go on, please go up.
But he'd enunciate a lot for no reason. Anyway, but he would be like, if people walked by and, like, started, like, not paying attention to him, then he'd, like, start chirping about, like, you. He'd be like, all right, fine, in the red dress, lady, gosh.
Then you just have to, like, keep your walk, like, keep going.
Yeah,
eyes to the ground,
anything,
eyes to the ground.
Yeah, anything that you'd have to, like, hope that it just somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But so
he wasn't, like, a bad dude, but it was kind of, like, it's his last ditch effort, because he was trying to ask for money from it. He'd like say it was free, and then it would end up being like, oh, you'd feel like weird not giving him money. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody performed a thing for you, and it was a performance, it's respectable to be like, I have to try this thing.
I know
it's
what you
wonderful.
Mean.
But you get what I mean? Like, if you saw a street performer and you watched for a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Right.
It's kind of par for the course to give, like, if you watch for that long intently.
Yeah.
And if it's one-on-one poetry, there's no way you're just going to
like, walk away and be like, thanks,
just, like,
man.
Mid-walk. Like, there, he's, like, mid-line, like, starts going, and you just, like, turn.
Thanks. See ya.
Like, cut him off.
Dude,
thanks.
I had a guy, though, one time.
Yeah. Like, it's his job, air quotes. You know?
It is his job. You know? I had a guy one time, though, who was, I was at an airport in, I totally forgot where I was, but, and he was, like, clearly the custodian there, and he wasn't saying anything. He was cleaning the bathroom while I was going, but he was way too close to me. He was standing like right behind me the whole time that I was peeing, and I'm still just thinking, okay, he like wants to clean this urinal for some reason, like, you know, it's just me and him in there. I'm kind of creeped out, but I'm thinking, like, you know, he was this like short little old, not like super old, but like, you know, this,
old
like,
enough
older
that it's
guy.
Not creepy.
I'm just like, I could take him, you know, I'm not like worried about it or anything, but it's so weird. I'm like, what is he doing? He's like close enough to see me. Like he's seeing the pee come out.
Like he's
just standing.
Where are his eyes?
His eyes are like right by my ear.
Actually though?
Yeah, he's standing like, I could feel his breath.
Wait, is there only one urinal?
No, there was plenty. It's an airport.
Oh, yeah.
Airport.
So there's space to be had.
I'm just like, my ears are kind of burning, but I'm still just going.
Did
I'm trying not to freak out.
Squeaking his toe like
go?
That senator?
It was really hard to go, which I have another story about one time where I couldn't go. But anyway.
I have a story about a bathroom thing that happened
this
to me.
Time.
At especially.
So
thing. Anyway.
I'll just get to the point.
Go for it. No.
Before I could even flush, he sees that I've finished, and he flushes for me like really quick. Like our hands raise for the lever. Mm. He beats me to it, smiles at me, and I just like zip up my pants. I'm like, okay. And I start like walking over to the sink. Like I've never had a guy flush for me before, but I was whatever.
God.
And then I go to the sink. He races for the sink.
Did
he turns it on.
You should have threw him like a nickel.
Well, obviously that's what
like
he wanted. He wanted a tip. He was like trying
did
to be a
really?
Bathroom concierge.
Wow.
Well, because then he hands me the paper towel. He dries off my hands, which I'm just like, I take the paper towel from him at this point, and I'm like, dude, I didn't even know, like, at this point still, I'm like, what are you, like, you're just, like, trying to, like, and flatter me?
How's he dressed? He's dressed like a normal just dude.
He's dressed like a custodian. Gray jumpsuit, mop and all. And I was like.
He had a mop.
Yeah.
So he couldn't, he wasn't even playing it off. Really? Well,
it's because if one of the other airport workers came in, he would have just started mopping instantly. But anyway, then he holds out his hand and he starts like motioning, like, you know, the come here motion, like give me some money. Like,
where was this?
I think I might have been on my way to Mexico.
Okay.
But I don't remember exactly. I don't remember exactly where I was. It was in the States somewhere.
Anyway.
Anyway, he motioned for me to give him some money. And it caught me off guard and I wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
And he didn't really like do a good job for me. Like I preferred to flush my own toilet and to turn on my own sink. And you're the janitor. Like you're not a bathroom
guy. I don't think I've ever had anyone flush for me ever.
No.
Yeah, it was the first.
I peed in the same toilet as someone though, one time. And that was for time reasons. It was during a football game. It was halftime.
That's terrible.
And it was like, I don't know why, but we felt like we need to hear the speech.
Is it you and the coach? Like,
yeah, like, well, because at halftime, not just me. Yep, we held like, each other.
Marcus, we have no time.
Waste. No, let me
you
take
get
a
in
knee.
Here with me.
Let me take a knee and stare right at it. All right, coach.
You have to do what the coach says, you know.
Yes, sir.
You can't tell the coach no.
It's like the army in the 40s. Like, it wasn't gay because everyone was like, it was
Did
fun.
You experience that feeling just of, kidding. Like, where you have to, like, really try to relax your muscles to let it out, you know?
I don't
like,
care. I am very just let it fly type personality. I don't know why. Yeah. Like, for me, it's if I have to go, it's happening. It's a big problem for me.
I thought I was the same way.
I peed my pants on St. Patrick's Day because there was too long of a line.
You're like, just it like, has that's to go. It. I'm doing
well,
it.
Like, I, like, it had
you think
to,
you
like,
did?
Yeah. Oh, I did. Well, like, I caught it, like, halfway. It hurt a lot.
I cannot stop once
it hurt a lot. I had to, like, squeeze. It was
horrible. I've always worried that, like, something bad's going to happen, though. Like, something's going to break.
Do you know that you can die from pooping too hard?
Well, would you herniate yourself?
Yeah, that's real. That's scary. Have you ever gotten worried about that? Like,
yes.
No.
When you've never had that feeling where you're, like, in a really intense dump and you're, like, halfway through it. And you're like, oh, if I poop too hard, I could die. I've gotten to that point, and I get scared.
Well, somebody told me.
Because I remember
like
in that
grader.
Moment. Yeah, I remember
and I
in
was
the
like,
moment.
As a sixth grader, I was like, what?
And then you
like,
get really.
Sometimes
that's what I heard.
Sometimes I struggle.
Yeah, and
like,
I got
am
really.
I gonna die?
Yeah, exactly. Someone told me I was at Ash Creek Middle School.
That's probably where I heard.
No, it was intermediate school. Sorry, at the time. Anyway, whatever it was. But, and someone told me. And it was like, I was horrified for a significant portion of my life after that. So,
yeah, there's some things that people tell kids that they don't realize how much it's impacting them.
Yeah.
Well, that was. School makes it sound like you're handicapped or something.
It really does, though.
It was a strange school, though.
I mean, it was only fifth and sixth grade.
They just didn't know what to call it.
I mean, it just needed to happen. Now it's an elementary school, which, I mean, that's probably what it was inevitably going to end up anyway. But, anyway, my bathroom story that I just remembered.
Oh, right.
Okay, so I went to a wedding. My friend got married, like, that I was coming back from, actually, before I saw you guys earlier.
So, really recently.
Yeah, like, extremely recently. Anyway, so we ended up going to a karaoke bar, and first of all, I went with, a lot of my friends are black. That's just a true statement. So, when we go to a bar in Redmond, Oregon, on a I think it was Saturday night, yeah. But on a Saturday night at a bar in a strip mall across from a hotel, all of the people are wearing camo hats. Like, you get what I mean? Like, the vibe is somewhat kind of different. You know what I mean? Anyway, but they were super nice. Everything went well. That's not part of the story. But anyway, because it kind of relates to how who this guy is. So the guy, first thing he does is come in. And he tells my friend, he's like a really dark-skinned guy, and he's like, you watch wrestling? And he says to him, he's like, you watch wrestling? And he's like, yeah, I really do, because he's drunk.
Your friend
we were at a wedding.
To like also watch wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, that could mean like WWE
Yeah, but also,
stuff,
yeah,
or, like,
that's what he
UFC
meant. No, that's what he meant. He meant WWE. But he was like, we had just been at a wedding for a long time, so we had been drinking for a while. We're at a bar after the wedding, so it's kind of like the vibe. Anyway, so he just plays it up like he's watched so much wrestling. He's like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I've never seen him watch any wrestling in my life.
He's like, yeah.
Ever. But he's like, yeah, man. And this is a guy wearing all NASCAR gear. He has the hat. He's got a shirt. He's wearing beat jeans with some Romeo boots. Yeah. Like, you know exactly, like, it looks like he's worn these jeans to work.
I know that guy. I've seen him a thousand times.
Yeah, you know, like, he's worn these jeans to work for a month straight. Yeah. Well, not straight, but he's rotated three pair, because that's what he's got, and they've always worked, and he doesn't need any other ones. Right. Anyway, live your life.
They've got the hammer loop that he needs.
Yeah, and it's, like, perfectly set up for his life. He's just rocking his thing. He doesn't care. Right. He's living it. Anyway, so he does that. He's like, you look like Big E. And I, first of all, I think, Big E, like, the rapper? Like, what are you talking about? Is this going to get weird, like, immediately? Like, is this going to go really off the rails? And, like, yeah, you listen to rap music? And
I like how this is a bathroom story.
No, I know. We're getting there.
You have to really set the situation.
I want you to know who this man is.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, he's like, we Google it. He actually really does, though. That's the funny part. He kind of nailed it. So, but, I mean, my friend is darker skin toned than Big E, but other than that, they look relatively the same. They have different faces a little bit, but, like, the width of their face, that's really it. Anyway, so that man, he walks away after we kind of chuckle to make him leave so he knows the vibe is kind of over. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And you kind of turn away because you're with other people.
Yeah, you're like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of caught it, which was nice. But then I proceed to go to the bathroom. And because I've been drinking a little bit. It's been a wedding. I've been, it's a fun time. So I go to the bathroom. And I'm in the bathroom and I lock the door specifically because I'm like, I don't want to, like, it's a bar, it's a single person bathroom, just a normal urinal, toilet, and sink.
Right.
And okay, so I lock it. I start going, just hanging out.
In the urinal?
Yeah, in the urinal. In the urinal. I'm on the far right. It goes urinal, toilet, sink. Anyway. So,
like, I like how this is vital information. It's, so it's like, we kind know, of, like, something's gonna happen.
No, it is. There is. Anyway, so I'm standing there going to the bathroom normal. Just I hear ka-chunk, and I'm like, oh no. And I look back and be like, oh, I'm in here. Yeah. I just see a hand and NASCAR jacket slide into the frame, you know? Yes. Like, and then he's just going, and I'm like, hey. He doesn't care. I start thinking, like, oh, maybe this is a bigger bathroom. I turn to my left. He's already standing there mid-pee into the other toilet. And I realized that I didn't realize at the time that was how small the bathroom was, because I didn't really care. The first thing in the room was a urinal. Yeah. I saw a back wall. I was like,
no,
hey, whatever.
Stall or anything?
No. No, so we're just peeing next to each other. And the first thing he says to me, he doesn't look at me. I'm looking at him because I'm kind of freaked out. Like, I thought the door was locked. Like, what's happening? Anyway, he just goes, because we're with a big group of people, like 10 people-ish, and it's a different age groups, anyway, different genders, different everything. It's just a super fun time. Anyway, he just looks at me and goes, a lot of tits and pussy in here. And I go, wow.
You're like, in here?
What are you talking about? I was like, what do you know? I feel so offended.
There's just the two of us
in here. What a weird thing to say in a room where two men are peeing. Yeah. And it was locked. He didn't care.
Wait, how did he get in
there? He just walked in. I don't know. The lock was a lie. It was there just for your...
That.
You ever, like, you punch a lock and you assume it to work, and then someone just walks in, you'd be like, that was just for show. That was just for my mental health. Anyway, I get done first, so I have to walk around the man peeing and just wash my hands.
What was your response to him?
My response? Okay, so I just go, yep. Because I don't want to engage. Why would I, like...
Why would you be like, you're so right.
Yeah. Ew, high five.
Tell me more.
Let's
about
pee
it.
On each other. Switch. Pinch it. Switch. No, like, anyway, no.
Pinch and switch. Yeah.
You know, classic.
He probably
would have
done it, too.
He would have. Like, he would have wanted
am I going
a high five.
Front or back.
Yeah. Let's go in the same one. Anyway.
So funny. But you were able to relax even in that whole.
Yeah. I was already, I was midway through, and I was not going to stop going, because I was at the point where I was like, you know what, this is what's happening, man.
Yeah.
I should have just peed on his feet and just left, like, hands up, like, man, I'm sorry. This is what happens when you walk in and a grown man going to the bathroom that's locked. Anyway.
At least you weren't pooping, though, because
that would have been weird.
Been really awkward.
Because he would have just gone for it.
Yeah.
He would have, like, asked to do an upper decker.
I wonder how many times that guy's been in prison.
At least once. And it's probably for hitting a sibling.
Oh my God.
I'm not wrong. He's probably wanted somewhere.
I gotta look up Big E now.
You look, you
and that's
can,
a
you
that's a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, I mean old timey though. I think.
Well, I only know the old timey. Yeah, like Mankind, yeah. Kane, The Rock.
Well, I
that's
mean like
I'm
even
about.
Older than that. I think though. I think it's like earlier 90s.
My generation is Kane, The Rock, The Undertaker. I mean, I don't really even like pay attention to it.
Do you want to know a fun fact? My mom is currently. Did I tell you this already?
I have no idea.
Regardless. My mom is currently the Oregon head of MMA.
What?
Like MMA boxing what? And fake wrestling. Someone was like, do you want to do it? And my dad was like, my dad and I were like, yes, you yeah. do.
Like, do not turn
and
this
my
down.
Mom is like 5'3", yeah. like 150 pounds. like she used to be a tennis player type vibe, you know, yeah. anyway. So she's not the person you'd expect ever. Like, no, if people who know my
she's
mom
like
would
mom.
Be like, yeah, she's just like, oh, hey. Patty. Hi. Oh, do you want some brownies that I... Oh, we made molasses cookies because... Yeah. Yeah, anyway. But, so she sits ringside. Like, she has, like, blood... She has to wear a poncho because blood Whoa. Is sprayed from the ring. God. That's how close she sits. It's amazing.
Does she
crazy.
Get into it, though? Or?
Yeah, well, she's into... I'm way more into it than she is. My dad... Like, I've been watching those type of things since, like, a long time. Because I'm into the sport yeah. of it more than, like... I don't watch it, like... Yeah, knock him out. Like I used yeah. to be like that.
Just
kind
put
of
your thumb
where it's like
down.
Visceral. You know what I mean? Like yeah. the people who are like, yeah, I like to see the blood. Like that makes me nervous. I'm like, I like watching Olympic wrestling for the same reason that I like watching MMA because they're like just extremely good athletes and it's a different type of arena for like showing your skills. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it makes me laugh every time I think of it because my mom like tells they have to like have. She told me that you have to put mints in your mouth because the smell of blood will make you like nauseous. I guess so. You oh. have to have like those life saver things.
My gosh.
It's weird. Whoa. Yeah, and did that you, was like a pro tip, I guess.
Did you get in this whole Conor McGregor thing?
I did.
Yeah.
With against Nate Diaz, yeah. my boy. I love him. He's my favorite.
Yeah. That was a great fight.
It was. It actually was though. I didn't expect it to end the way that it did. I expected I expected Nate Diaz to like hold it together for the whole fight because
mm-hmm.
he has such yeah. a good chin. And he'd bleed everywhere, and then Connor'd knock him out or, like, win by points because he outboxed him. But it turned out that he just got gassed because he was out of shape and then got stalked and slapped into losing, you know? Like, that's my favorite thing about it is that they, like, when they start doing well, they'll just start doing, like, everything that you've seen in a bathroom in middle school.
Yeah.
Like, where the guy's wearing the, like, huge so t-shirts. Gangsta. Like, hey, you trying to, hey, bop. And you're like, what you gotta say, bitch? Hey. Like, you know, like, I love it.
You didn't like that one, did you?
Yeah, didn't you like that one, huh?
I've seen those middle school fights.
Yeah, like, where they get the propellers going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where their arms are swinging in
Everyone
circles.
Tries to keep it down.
Yeah.
They're
everyone,
like,
stop.
They're like, oh.
Do you have a hall pass? Like, everyone's nervous about
the
adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like, everybody, no, shh,
yeah, even though people are fighting, they're still worried about the teacher.
You just hear a lot of like,
and then I remember this is weird that I referenced that at UofL. See, this is getting back to UofL, but I started talking to people about that type of vibe. Like, you guys all know what I'm talking about because we've all seen that because we grew up in the same area, kind of, you know. But these people have no idea about the like middle school. Like, all the kids I know at UofO are private school kids. Like, the majority of them, so they don't have the experience of like the like white trash kid. Like, you just see like a kid,
school,
yeah. Like, you see like a white trash kid eating like a urinal cake. Like, that's, like, I saw a kid smear himself in poo and wrap toilet paper around his head and run out of the bathroom. Because
and it's the best part of your day.
Yeah, and it's
people
just, like,
need to understand.
Well, you just, like, see a whole new perspective of what humans can be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's what you learn
yeah,
in public school is, like, what, you know what I mean?
What people are, like, because I feel like...
What this, people are.
Yeah.
And are capable.
No, like, actually, though, because there's, like, you see the people
the
who, like...
The lowest of lows.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I like, though, because, like, I can't imagine.
Darkest depths of humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, the kid that... Everybody has a story about that kid that skips class, and then they find him, like, under the porch.
Yeah,
like,
and he was just eating, like, a
just, like,
bug.
Collecting moss or something like that. I just wanted all the moss I could handle.
I remember in fourth grade, there were people who I will remain nameless for the sake of the story. But we were all like, you know, in fourth grade, everyone's like, ooh, boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah, ooh, yeah, we feel feelings for the first time, ooh, goo, you know, and like relationships bud for the first time or whatever. But anyway, we were so like into Like, we were like, these two are dating. I heard they kissed. We got, weirdly into it. And then they showed up behind, they're going to. We could all watch. There were, 10 of us. There was an audience. People were, because it was, the thing going on. No one ever had done that or seen, boy, girl. It was the first thing. And it was, if we had a news, if Twitter existed, then it would be blown up. It would have been a hashtag.
Yeah.
For, that's probably real, though. And anyway.
That's probably happening now.
9-year-olds.
They're actually hashtagging.
That's super weird. Anyway.
Now they all have cell phones.
They're creating Facebook events. Yeah. Dominique and Tim are going to kiss behind the bleachers.
Facebook going.
Yeah. A lot of people put maybe.
I would love to see the comments. There'd be a lot of emojis.
Yeah, there would be. A lot of kissing emojis.
No. Yeah, seriously. But anyway, there would be so many kissing emojis.
It'd just be really boring.
Just be everyone would be oh my God. Anyway, so these people... who remained nameless, a boy who's not that... I mean, he turned out to be kind of weird, and she turned out to be also kind of weird, but, in a fatal flaw kind of way. You know what I mean? She's kind of, put together, but she's kind of, got one thing that kind of makes her kind of quirky and kind of whatever, goo. Hmm. Yeah, anyway. But, so people are so into it, but they're freaking out. You can see in their face, sweating bullets. They're, not prepared.
They know
they don't,
people are watching.
Yeah. Well, they, had talked it up because it was, the thing. And, we're the ones who kiss and stuff. And people were wow, what is that? I haven't even held a girl's hand at
this
time.
Why do your parents let you do that?
Yeah, oh, my gosh, don't you guys get in trouble? Yeah. We're so young. My God.
What if mom found out?
Yeah, anyway, it got really intense. So people are, waiting, and they're, getting closer. And there's, it's, circled, a semicircle, five by five. They can't get out. They're in the middle.
Oh, man.
And we're, all looking. And they're, going slow and ready for it. And they're, slowly coming
in.
Eyes
are open.
Yeah.
Feet apart.
They close their eyes and they, have their lips out. And people, are so, they won't do it, though. And people, start, pushing their heads together.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the most
intense. That's traumatizing.
Yeah. I can't imagine where
pushing
they're,
their heads together.
Do it!
Yes! When you have to force children
Do it! And it was the kids were it was super important.
How
for
close
them.
Did they get then?
I think they did it. Just smacked together. And it wasn't they went for
That's
it.
So sad.
That could have been
every relationship he's in for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
She's going to be so who's your first kiss? And he has to be technically in the fourth grade, everyone's pushed my head against this girl.
We just banged our foreheads together.
Technically, we kissed.
Yeah.
I don't like to count it, but I have to.
When I was in fifth grade, this girl with Tourette's snuck a kiss on me.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone
was how you add that she has Tourette's as if that's...
Everyone was like, you have to date her
what
now.
What did she say?
You
she was just getting closer?
And I was like...
Getting closer. Oh, shit!
Told you had to date her now.
Yeah.
That's the rule, Ethan.
That is.
She claimed you.
No, that's what happens. I think that's a...
All the girls in my class made me feel like a horrible person because I wouldn't date her.
Yeah, well, I mean, not your fault. I mean, that would have been intense. I mean, I don't want to sound like... I'm interested in what kind of Tourette's now.
Just oh, for this, my God.
Is that brutal? But, I really want to know.
Most of the time, it wasn't the extreme swear words kind.
Yeah.
It's just, involuntary.
Like a tick. Yeah. I'm being serious, though. I'm not trying to make it fun.
Right. It's just
but
for now.
Sometimes it would be intense.
I don't know who your guys' friends were, but, I don't...
I
didn't kiss girls.
I didn't either. I was 13.
Elementary school.
I was 13.
A lot of girlfriends in elementary school.
I'm not surprised.
See, I wasn't that kind of guy.
First girlfriend I had, I was 3 years old. No, 5 years old. Sorry. Oh, I don't want to lie. But
were your parents just like, so? Who's
yeah,
your
like,
girlfriend
yeah, what's he going to do? And they're like, ooh. And then I started hanging out there. Her name was Abby. And, no, but then they asked, oh, are you going to marry her? Because I was, because it was a joke. They were being adults about it. Being whatever.
Anyway. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, but do you know what I said? I said, no. And they were like, why, Marcus? I was like, she's too bossy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, yeah. And they were low-key kind of proud.
Well,
they were like, oh,
right.
Yes.
From the very beginning, man. You know?
Yes, holding it down.
You're right, Marcus. Way to hold your ground.
Way to hold your ground. And then I think I broke up with her when we stopped hanging out.
Nice.
But I mean, that was just what had to happen. But, yeah.
That's so funny. We're here to talk about your, sports in college, but
I know.
Now I'm talking about smashing kids' heads together and making them kiss.
No, but I mean, that's a real thing, though.
Oh man, I almost like I don't even like to think about what the kids do these days.
No, but okay, so I was talking originally how we got on the kids banging hen story.
How did we get there?
Before it got derailed. But yeah, private school kids have no idea what public school is. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, don't you guys know about that kid? Like, the fights in the bathroom where they'd get nervous, they knocked the stall over almost. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, like, they went to schools, like, people wore uniforms and, like, stuff like that. And people were like, everyone went to Harvard. Like, their graduation rate was 90-something percent. Oh, all of their parents are, like, multimillionaires. You know what I mean? Like, that's super weird. Like, I didn't think that vibe... I knew that vibe existed, but I didn't know that it was, like, a plethora of, like...
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like there's almost, like, there's pros to not being...
Yeah, well, because they don't, like... There's certain types of vibes that you never, like, see. You know what I mean? Like, you don't meet the certain... Like, working at... When I worked at Big Five... Like, selling... Imagine... Okay, you know the homeless people in Eugene? Imagine trying to sell them bad shoes.
Yeah. Not very many people can, like, you know, empathize with that.
No, well, I mean, like, you really have to, like... Like, how do you sell things to someone with no money?
Yeah.
And you have to, like, be a salesman about it, though. Yeah. So you have to, like, talk up like, the worst thing.
Do you have a
thing.
Size 9 and you got to go in the back? And be like, you're like, not going to buy this.
Sometimes you just stand in the back. When I worked at Big Five, sometimes you have to, like, when you know you don't have what they asked for, but they're, like, kind of about it, but not enough that they'd be upset if you didn't have it.
Yeah.
You just kind of stand in the back for, like, a certain amount of time so it feels like you looked.
Yeah.
Like, but if you've already, like, for sure, like, it's a kayak, and you're like, we have three, and they're on the floor, and then we have one in the back, and it's not the thing.
Yeah.
And you just like, oh, I'm going to go look. I'm going to go check in the stock. I'll see if I can find an extra one. And you just know. And then you just kind of just stand there and kill time.
That
so it
needs to have a word for what it is, because almost every job has like that situation where it's like, oh, let me go see. Or like, you'll put the phone down for a second and be like, let me check for you. You just, like, stare at the wall for 4 seconds.
Just have to let them know.
You're like, I'm sorry, there's not any
space. Well, it's like, you have to let them know that the feeling of, it's, like, more for the customer than anything, like, psychologically. Because if they knew that you didn't look, but they don't have the information to refute that you didn't already know that there wasn't a thing, then you just look like a jerk. That's the problem, I think. Because they'll be like, if I was on the phone with someone, and I was like, hey, can you look for me, please? Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately they got back on. Yeah, we don't have it. I'd be like, I'd be like, what's wrong with you? I just want to shake you and hit you with a brick or two. Yeah,
I just feel so much more confident if you waited that 4 seconds,
like,
and then
even though people say they want things the quickest, that's the only customer service thing I can imagine where you'd want it to be longer.
Yeah.
Some like a certain length though, at least.
Yeah.
You know what I
the
mean?
Courtesy search.
Yeah. Like you have to like let them know that you thought like did a thing or the implication of doing a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had to do that too.
When I was driving the tractor today, I was just driving along and it's a big combine and all of a sudden it just like starts popping a wheelie like, and I'm thinking,
wait, are you going faster? Or is it
no,
just, like,
I'm going
bouncing?
Really slow.
Is it just like bouncing?
No, just all of a sudden just like sinks back. Just like, is in the air now, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I thought I fell into a sinkhole behind me because I'm like...
Wait, so what were you harvesting, and where were
it's
you?
It's actually, it's really, like, this interesting stuff called metafoam.
What?
Like, meta...
Is it a plant?
Foam. I know, it sounds
like
weird.
Like, M-E-T-A? Like, it's, like, weird that we're talking about it?
They just tell me it's metafoam.
Like, it's super meta. Like, you should just take a picture of it. Just be like, let's talk about it.
It's, like, really, like... twiggy, and then it has like these like little tiny black beads that are the seeds on it. And
what do you
I think
harvest
they,
from it?
They grind it up and they make face wash stuff out of it.
Really?
There's like some
See,
weird
that's good.
Thing about
okay,
it
so
that they
is,
don't sell it in the U.S.
Well, though. It's good that they're doing that though, because do you know that the face cream that they like they used to sell face cream with the like beads in it, and those are plastic and they didn't decompose and they all went into the ocean.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and then I didn't even know that was a problem, and I used that stuff and I felt so guilty because I'm very environmentally like
you know
conscious.
What?
I you
just
know what
found
I mean?
Out about huh. There's a chemical in sunscreen that kills coral reef, and it's like takes literally like none of it. And also, if you pee it out, it like goes in your system. You pee it out, and it still will kill the coral reef.
Oh wow!
Oh no!
So as a redhead, has a red.
Yeah, it's got to be like.
Oh no!
It's got to be like coral safe sunscreen. I'll say that on.
We're like so responsible. I'm the whitest person in existence.
We're all so fair.
I'm pretty sure I joke that I'm gonna get skin cancer in like 20 minutes, but I
you're red right now. It's
exactly.
Only been, it's only been summer for like 2 days.
Did you see my neck yesterday? I looked like I was a tomato peeling. Like,
I felt bad for you. I looked, oh poor Marcus.
Exactly. Like I was at a. I went to NCAA track meet and I wore. It was sunny and beautiful out. So I naturally was like, oh, it's going to be hot. I don't want to sweat a lot. I'm going to wear a tank top. I wore a tank top and got almost third degree burns.
Yeah. Dude.
Like it swelled.
Where you get the blisters.
No, I got not a blister. Peeling, I got a blister, a centimeter high from here to here.
Oh.
Like dang. All there. And I couldn't move my arm at all without them popping. It was horrible. And yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Because, well, I mean, redhead in 90 degree weather for the first time, and I didn't wear sunscreen. It got so bad that people, because it was the national track meet, so people from around the country are there. And just like, you see like black people looking at me like, my God, they get that color? Anyway.
He's allergic to the sun.
What happened? Someone help. Anyway.
The outside hurts
him. So some nice lady from USC, white lady, now that I prefaced, anyway. But she was like, do you need some sunscreen? You're making me nervous.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, no.
Well, it's like that kid you see on vacation.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man.
But I didn't know. There's nothing to do. Once you get to that point, like, what do you do besides put on long sleeves?
Yeah. Like, I've got it down to a science where it's like, I used to like, because I kind of like try to, I'll be like, I'll keep an eye on myself. And if I start getting red, I'll stop.
That's what I do.
But like, you have to stop before the red because like, you'll go back
then it's
inside.
Too far. Yeah.
And then you'll be like, what happened?
Yeah,
you look down
like,
and you're just beat red.
Well, and especially in places where you don't touch very often.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you got on the back of your arm, like you brush against the tip, like, ah, weird. Oh, I'm starting to get burnt. Like your shoulders. What, how often do you just ram in? Like, you know what I mean? Like
my ears get it.
Yeah.
Really bad. Mm-hmm. My ears get burned. I must be like a wing nut or something.
I really wish that I understood the plight of bald people and getting sunburnt on your head, but I don't. But I feel like that would be the worst. Have you ever had the top of your feet sunburned?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the classic. Putting on socks hurts. Ooh. Everything hurts.
Dude, speaking of foot hurt, I broke my foot last year and I was on a scooter for 2 months straight.
You
couldn't
had
walk.
Scooter?
Yeah, I had a scooter. I called it the first thing I asked for after my surgery. I wake up, I'm heavily sedated, obviously. And first thing I do is look at the nurse and go, where's my scoot?
Oh my God.
That's the first, no, and then I asked if I could go to Carl's Jr. Because that's like my face, okay, that's like my, I broke my pinky and had surgery on that. That was a football thing. But anyway, and
I always hear that it hurts really bad to break your pinky.
Yeah, look at
I broke my pinky too. Well, yeah. This part.
Oh, yours is like, that's where I broke it on my foot. I had a Jones fracture, whatever. This is another weird thing. I have a screw in it that's like probably like 3 inches long. Ooh, and now I can feel when lightning's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
No, and they told me that would be a symptom. Like, for a while you might feel like, no, so when like pressure changes outside, I'm like, yo. I feel like
what about just like when something bad's about to happen?
No,
like just anything,
no.
You know?
But I can like tell. Like actually, it's weird though. Like I can sense bad weather sometimes because my foot'll start aching. I'll be like, ooh, weird. And it'll be when I'm just sitting down. I'll just be like, weird, ow. But when I first got my X-ray after it, like I was able to walk a little bit. I had a boot, but I could feel the X-ray like. It was like I could feel it. Like it felt like someone, imagine like, you know, when someone like tickles the bottom of your foot, kind of like you kind of feel it weirdly, like that kind of crawling sensation. Oh, yeah. It was that, except on the inside of my body. And it was just like, it felt like, you know, when like a big spider is like on you and you kind of get that like weird, like something's on my leg feeling.
Somehow I know exactly what you're talking about. I have.
Yeah.
I have RLS, which is restless leg syndrome.
Is that real? I don't want to sound disrespectful.
I know, it's one of the stupidest, like, everyone always says, like, that's not real or whatever, but, like, I mean, I hardly talk about it, but, like, I can say sometimes I'm, laying awake in bed because I can't, like, get my legs to stop feeling that you just described.
Like, you
always
have.
That's the best way I can put it. Like,
the only thing I can equate that to is I do this all the time. Like, I shake my legs, that jiggly thing.
It is a little bit.
That's subconscious,
like, moving
but,
your legs kind of gets the feeling away, but it's not, like, It's just like an uneasiness in your legs. Like, it doesn't mean like, oh, I have to jitter right now.
Is
it
like a thing you take for it, or do you just like, is it just a thing that you just do?
What do some people told, Sue's mom told me, like, was it magnesium or something? It seems like a deficiency.
It's some deficiency, I think.
Is it really? Is that what it's supposed to be?
It's real low. I can say, like, I mean, it's not in my mind. I used to take magnesium every night, but
did it work
it's expensive.
At all? Is it really? Is it pill form like thing?
No, it's a powder that I would put in my drink, and it's like, it's like one of those things where like it's gross at first, like you can hardly stand it, but then you like almost start liking it.
Have you ever had like kava before? You ever had kava?
Once.
Kava. That's how I feel about that.
What is
like,
it?
Yeah.
Kava, it's really gross. It's like it's really bad. It's a Hawaiian. Well, it's technically a root tea. They grow it all in. It's not Hawaiian. It's like from like different parts, like more tropical climates and stuff like that. But it's a root that you grind up and it tastes like dirt, like actually wholehearted. You run it through a cheesecloth, I guess. That's the real way to do it. We always just dumped it in because we in Eugene, I lived by a, by like a natural foods market that's like super hippy dippy, like excessively like
that
everything.
Would be in Eugene.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a block away from my house. I'd go there all the time. Also, the vegan like wrap things they had, very good.
They have like kava bars too.
Yeah, I've never been, but I would be interested in the going maybe one time. But anyway, the kava thing is like addictive. It's literally like, is it really?
I don't know.
But anyway, my friend, this is a side story now, but kava is like a dirt root tea that's like from tropical places. It makes you feel your tongue and back of your throat gets numb.
And you like it now.
It makes you super relaxed.
Yeah, it's
like
really
weed.
Yeah, it's like weed without like it's like you get it's like weed mixed with, I don't know.
It's like
it's
a
hard,
mild psychedelic.
Kinda, yeah, because you get kind of like you know when the feeling like for you, the feeling of like having a lot of NyQuil, but not being asleep yet.
Seems like
but not
could
like
use
in
it.
A but yeah, but not like in a way that was like disorienting. You get what I mean? Like you wouldn't feel that like you need to go to
so
bed.
It's a
but
nighttime
it would be,
tea.
Cause, yeah, kinda. I mean, like it would make you feel like you were kind of like floating, like on a boat, kinda. But your eyes aren't like
Kratom.
I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
Yeah, me either.
I've seen it on the internet, and I've been like, "Oh, I've seen it at, like smoke shops before."
Is there anything you take to relax, like before you go to bed or anything?
Well, I smoke weed.
But is that what you use it
that's
for?
Kinda,
is that just
I kind of do. Oh, I mean, I'm a very I obviously talk
you're
a
like,
lot.
Well, I smoke weed.
Well, yeah, sorry.
Sorry. That's blowing out.
Sorry. Anyway, but I mean, yeah, I mean. It's kind of weird because, like, there's this all, like, stigmatization of, like, ever since I've been growing up my whole life, it takes me, like, 15 minutes to a half an hour to fall asleep. And
that's kind of a long time.
And it sucks.
I don't know.
It's really not fun. I think I borderline have ADD, but it's not something that I want to treat with, like, medication because it feels, like, over the top for my personality. And part of the fun part of my personality is I'm all over the place and I have, like, weird. And I've tried, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm all over the place.
You
kind of
suppress that and just be really linear.
Like, how I'm doing stories just going all, like, weird, scatterbrained. It's kind of just how I am. It's my personality, and I've grown up that way. I don't want to have something that would, like, change who I am. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, when, like, if I smoke a little bit at, like, night or whatever, and then it'll just help me, like, I fall asleep, like, immediately. Plus, it's not a big part. I mean, it's not something that hinders who I am. And it's weird, though, because it's, like, stigmatized now. So I feel kind of weird with my parents a little bit. But it's just the thing I do.
Well,
and they've kind of
used to be more than now.
Now it's getting better,
now
but
it's
like
legal.
Yeah, so that's the thing. But now it's like my
but
parents are old
that.
Though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're super the people they know who smoked in like the 60s and 70s turned out to be burnouts because that was the time period of where it was like the only people who would have like excessive access would probably be people who are kind of you know, and it would be something more of like a psychological thing to self-destruct on. You'd get because of the like demonization. Do you get what I mean? That's what I think. Like the psychological, like, oh, that's what the people do. Anyway, I might be wrong.
There's always going to be burnouts.
Yeah, but the people they know in their lives who started doing that. So they have like still the stigmatization of it. But nonetheless, I don't really care. It's the thing that I've moved on from my life to be like, it's the thing I do.
Yeah. There's tons of successful people who smoke weed.
Yeah. And I really don't drink anymore either. Because like that was part of the thing. When I was doing track, I would drink on the weekends. Like, because like a lot. Or like in the week I'd have like a beer or two or three like with meals or like hanging out watching TV or whatever and then I got done and I was like I can smoke weed again, that'll be cool, whatever. Yeah. And then I just completely stopped drinking almost completely. And the calories, because in college the college vibe air quote of drinking is somewhat destructive. You can't just do that all the time. So to drink that much as at the size I was about 250 at the time. You know what I mean? It would not be healthy.
Yeah.
So it would be like 2,000 calories. You get what I mean? It's a whole day's worth.
Did your coach tell you not to drink, or was it just like,
it's obviously if you want to. It's an American thing. Like, who says don't go drink beer? You're a thrower. Some of the throwers in the 80s used to drink beers during the competition. My dad told me during a competition, he had a flask and would like take sips. I heard this is a rumor. This is not necessarily true, but the American record holder for women's hammer throw that just got broken recently was set when someone was taking shots of Fireball in between their throws.
Wow.
Yeah. So the vibe is not a runner. Like a runner's don't. Actually, do you know the beer miles thing now, though?
Oh.
You have to take – so this is the thing. You have to run a lap, chug a beer, run another lap. Actually, no. I think you have to be done with it by the time you – do the thing. Anyway, you get just hammered. But there's like a world record for it. It's like 5 minutes because now professional runners do it now.
Yeah,
because
runners definitely drink. They just drink after the race.
Yeah, and they're all in such good shape though. It doesn't matter for their lives.
They feel like they've earned it.
Some distance runners have to eat. They literally force themselves to eat because they run like 10 miles like a day. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you burn off that much energy, you have to just be feeding the machine to death.
What about them? Other parameters? Are there anything else like the coach just doesn't want you?
Obviously they don't want you like going out and doing drugs. That's an obvious
thing.
Just
so you don't get kicked out.
Oh yeah. I mean, right? Yeah, it's more, that's getting kicked out. Okay, so I lived with a guy who pretty much got kicked out of school because he just didn't go to school. But he wanted to be this is the weird thing. He wanted to be a professional thrower, but he didn't correlate that you had to go to school to do track. So he just anyway, he
thought it was all about the practice and also cared all about the school.
Yeah, and also he cared. He was on Tinder. Like, he's the first man whore I've ever met in my life. In a real sense. Like, I've never he used to brag about he'd have sex with like 6 women a week. Every week he was in school.
Him.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care though. And he was like,
tells you he doesn't care.
No, he was brag though. He'd like walk out of his room and he'd like walk in front of the TV and he'd look at me and I'd just be watching something excessively loudly, trying not to hear. Our walls were thin. It's a college house. It was awful living. I lived across the hall from this. So I'd just hear he'd have girls come over from Tinder and he'd expect. These are all Tinder girls that he just rotates through. He's a horrible dude. Yeah. We don't like it. We caught him stealing my roommate's stereo midway through. And it's like, oh, it's in a bag in my room. Like, it disappeared from the living room. We're like, dude. And he didn't even explain it. Anyway. But he'd expect some of these girls coming from Tinder would just be, like, down. Like, because he was. Why wouldn't they be? So he'd literally say, hey. And open the door. They'd walk in and be like, yeah, what's up? And he'd be like, you want to go to my room? And he just opened the door. And then within, like, sometimes it would go horrifically wrong. And girls would be like, what are you talking about? What? No. Who do you think? And I'd watch that all unfold. And it was beautiful every time.
Wow.
Every time that happened, I was like, thank you for having self-respect, girl. I love you so much for this. But anyway.
Your poor roommate had no self-respect.
No.
It was a problem.
He's a horrible dude. And also, we caught him. He stole from. He refused to buy food. He would steal food from the store, and that would be his meals at home. Yeah, I'm not even joking.
So
and then,
you're not like. I'm guessing then you're not just like friends.
No,
with
I
all
hate
the throwers.
No,
like, you know the throwers don't just all.
This
hang
is
out.
The guy who showed up after I left. But I was still living with athletes when I was done because I mean they're all like some of my best friends in Eugene. Like they're great people, but. He lived in our house because we needed a roommate, and we were going to, like, look after him, air quotes.
Yeah.
But, that didn't end up happening because you can only police someone so much. I can't walk with – you know, like, when he's in the house, we weren't letting him do, like, anything crazy. Like, he tried to throw a party when we were gone, and then we came home. Well, I was home, and I left. I came back from work, and there was a party at my house. And I was like, okay. And our house is, like, nicely put together. My roommates are on, one of my roommates was on a poster, like a billboard like on the one of the main roads. Like, so you can't have like the police show up at our house. That's a big deal. Like, it would be in the paper. You know what I mean? Like, you have to worry about that. Like, but they kicked him out. So like, this is beautiful poetry, because these are like Southern grown black women just getting like violently angry at like this guy throwing a party in our house. They're like, hell no, 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 music off, everybody on the porch, everybody
sometimes
on the porch.
You need them.
No, it was wonderful. It was like poetry in motion, and then everyone left immediately. Nice. Just no one was trying to have that vibe.
Nobody listens to the police.
No, everyone was like, oh wow, no, this is not every like all. There was like 40 people, and I was like, it was bad.
Well, just real quick then, because you know, it's been about an hour now, I think, right?
Yeah.
We need, like, would you describe your college experience as, you know, a positive thing? Or
I mean, I had a great time. I had a great time. I have stories for days. See, the thing about college that I don't think people will stress enough, like, they talk about all the, like, things that you learn. And, that, like, adults will talk about, like, the things you learn and the, like, the education. But it's really just about getting new perspectives from different people. Like, the best things I learned from college were, like, how to interact with different groups of people and see different kinds of perspectives and, like, how to think more than, like, what to think. Like, the best teachers I ever had weren't people who, like, gave me a pamphlet and made me study the things. Or, like, the things that I remember are, like, the life, like, skills or, like, the interpersonal, like, connections. Like, the people who really helped me or, like, taught me, like, how to, like, be as an individual, not just in, like, school. Like, in the do you get what I mean? Like, the context of school. Like, some academics are so into academia that they want you to just, like, oh, write this eloquent paper, and the way that you write this 10-page essay according to, and it's all in, like, perfect whatever, but who's that for? Like, if in my life, when am I gonna ever, if I'm trying to do anything besides be an academic or, like, create research, for the most part, I'm not gonna be writing these mystices, like, mystically written, you know, like, like, oh, the, like, using $5 words that are, like, five syllables that I wouldn't use just, like, conversing, you know, but,
so
like,
you got more out of it than even,
knowledge. Yeah, like, the things I learned were kind of, like, how to be a person. I mean, I learned, like, how to be an individual.
How to be a man.
Not, like, I mean, kind of.
You became a man.
I became a man when I went to the university. Oh, God.
You're a man now. You got a beard. And
I know. I try. That's what happens.
You're huge.
Oh, God. That's just what happens, though.
You actually look really good, though. You look like you're in really good shape.
I've gotten in a less circular one. I'm more triangular now.
How much do you weigh now?
I'm 215. I used to be, when I got done with track, I was 250, which was really heavy for me. I used to be, like, when I started, like, doing sports, like, in an intense way, like, oh, I want to play in college, I was, like, 225. Mm-hmm. And then I got a little bigger, and then I started lifting weights a ton. Track and field throwers are so anti-running. Oh, nobody wants to run ever for any reason. They're like, why would you run ever?
Yeah.
Like, we're all about explosive movements. Like, we're going to get swole. So I kind of got fat but strong. Because, I mean, like, when you have practice.
Like, that's what I want to call this.
Fat but strong?
This podcast.
I'm fat but strong.
I got fat but strong.
Yeah, I did. And now I was going to say skinny, but no. Now I'm just skinny fat.
I would say now you're fit.
I try to be. I did some curls this morning. I did some fitnessy, because
more than most people do.
That's how I try. It's weird. I like had to change my whole life. My whole lifestyle had to change when I got done with doing track. Like when I got done with track, because I had to stop because of my major, because I wanted to do a real major. Because a lot of the advising department for the athletic department will just like put you on a track just so they can churn you out. Because to them, it doesn't matter what your degree is. It matters that you're eligible and that you get a degree. Do you get what I mean? Like they don't want you to be the most like A+ 100% student. They want you to end up with a piece of paper. They don't care if you go in the hardest major or the easiest major. Yeah. They just want you to make sure that you're eligible and get out the door.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a real degree. I like to call it a real degree because it was like a real thing. Like I had to do like hard classes.
What was it even in?
Planning, public policy, and management. So it was through the school.
Thing.
Yeah, it's called 3PM. Sorry, it's called 3PM. But I studied
planning,
mostly
public policy and manage three yeah. P's and an N.
Yeah, we call it 3 p.m. People get confused that it's a time all the time.
Yeah, it does sound like...
Yeah. Like clockwork. Ah. Anyway, I'm not proud.
That's funny.
But that's actually funny. Anyway. But
well, I wanted to ask you also what your future holds.
My future holds. Oh, I hopefully will. I'm doing like kind of networking for the most part with like professional people. I went to an ag meetup, which is like smart agriculture, and it's super nerdy that I went. But I mean, it's smart agriculture and like people from like Intel and some random people, some city official type people put it on. It's at a bar and grill. You get a free beer. I mean, that you got me a free beer.
So but, get people.
Yeah, seriously, like, you want people to come from out of town, get a free beer, and have some money rings. Come on. Like, why not? But, yeah, I'm trying to, like, network with, like, professionals. I'm trying to minimize the amount of time that I have to do jobs that I don't feel passionate about. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and also I want to individualize myself because living at my parents' house is probably the worst thing that has happened.
Well, I mean,
oh, it's not like horrible. I mean, it's not horrible that I'm saying like once I left for so long,
yeah,
it's weird to come back to the vibe of being like they're your roommate, like especially because now I'm a man. When I lived there last time, I was a boy, kind of like I was 17, 18 going off to school. Like, oh my gosh, now I'm 23. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting in my...
Now you're wise.
Yeah, now like I'm like a... I've seen solemn, things.
You know?
Yeah.
You've seen some
things. I have some stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but they're
some
like...
stuff you just can't yeah. let go.
Well, especially because I'm an only shit. Child, too. Because I'm the only kid, too. So it's just me and them.
Oh.
So I'm like a roommate. It's weird.
That is weird.
It's like, imagine... Like, that's another thing. Growing up only child thing. Because my parents are old. Yeah. It's super...
We have to have you come back on again because, I mean, we hardly even got to the questions.
I told you, I talked forever. You didn't even
Tell people about how I dumped a really rich chocolate cake in your lap just yesterday.
I've eaten more than half of that already.
Yes.
Well, what do you do when you have hand cake?
I made him palm a chocolate cake.
Okay, so
I accidentally dumped it in his lap.
No, this is what happens. Paul turns off, we get in the car and he turns off the light. I'm holding a sucker in my right hand that I stole from Scott.
Yep.
Anyway, so I'm holding that, and Paul has a chocolate
out
cake.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, Paul has a chocolate cake in his hand.
Like the richest, heaviest cake.
And it's
cake
thick with a bunch of
seen.
Frosting. Oh,
well,
it's
you know,
wonderful.
It was like
$17 cake.
Oh, yeah. Was it really? Oh, wow. It felt that. It had that good weight.
It was
you know
my birthday
I mean?
Cake, actually. My parents
juicy.
Had.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he hands me the thing, and the lid is askew. He's like, look out, the lid isn't.
It's I was like, it's not on.
It's not on.
The lid's not
on. And he
on.
Hands it to me, and it's pitch black, and he puts it directly on my sucker. So I have one hand on the most unstable piece of cake thing.
One sucker, like, balancing.
And a sucker, and I'm, like, holding it, and he lets go, and it immediately flips top. And I'm holding it now, and it's pitch black still, and I'm, like, trying to keep it off my pants. I'm like, crap, it fell.
You're just like, it's in my
it's
lap.
It's in my lap.
It is in it my lap.
I just started repeating, it's in my
it's
lap.
It's like pitch black,
and
dude.
It's,
I can't
so, yeah, and then Paul, click, click, hits the light, and he just looks at me, and I'm palming the entire cake, and the rest is spewed all over my pants. Yeah.
So then he just palmed it all the way
And I
home.
Just held it up by my face.
It was his cake.
Yeah, and then he was like, yeah, I don't think we can have this anymore. You can just have that.
You had to walk inside and see his parents.
I had to,
just
no,
like,
but the funny
cake
part,
on his crotch
no, before,
and all over his face
yeah, before,
and all over his
No, no, actually that's not true. So they were already in bed. So this is what happens. My parents are like, oh, he's home. They start like waking up, kind of like come down. But I immediately ran. Oh, first of all, I had to unlock the door, and my hand's covered in chocolate.
Yes.
So I had to, like, it's maneuver like into my pocket.
Yes. He's in your pocket.
Because I was like, oh, no. I don't want to get my pants even
like
grosser.
That one clean finger.
Yeah. I was, like, poking around like a hook hand. Yeah. Anyway, I maneuver it into the lock. Our lock is super old. I have to, like, both hand turn it. Anyway, I open the door and I immediately, our laundry room's in the basement, like floor. So we like, I walk directly, because it goes downstairs or you go up around like the corner and onto the main floor. So I go immediately downstairs and go into the laundry room and I just immediately get like butt naked. So I'm just
so
wearing,
cake
yeah.
All over
cause, so I'm wearing like a hat. Because I was going upstairs to my bedroom. I think I'm wearing a hat, my underwear and socks. And I just start going up the stairs. And then my mom meets me halfway and is like, what?
You probably still had some chocolate on your face.
And I just look disheveled. And she's like, so, how was the bachelor party? Oh,
and I was the funny thing is we didn't even drink.
No,
we
had chocolate cake. Like, we had chocolate cake.
We had my birthday cake.
Yeah, and I was like, I have the funniest story. Oh, my God. I had to hold the cake.
So funny. Anyway, sorry I dumped the cake in your lap and set it on your sucker. But
thanks for giving me a ride home.
We should have you back on the podcast sometime.
Dude, I'm always around to talk and spew random bits of nuggets of things and thoughts.
That was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
Did I ever say my name?
You should say your name.
My name is Marcus McCardle and I'm unemployed looking for work. Have a nice night.